Hey, that cheerful voice on the phone would be Larry Weber. Good morning, sunshine.
Oh, I thought it was your voice.
yeah, maybe.
Anyway, yeah, you ready for a cliche? You love cliches,
I love
you?
Cliches. I think okay. Cliches are right, the bee's right, knees.
All right, this is one you probably never heard before, but spring has sprung. How does that sound?
The grass has riz. I wonder where the daisies is. My dad used
well,
to
we'll
say
have to
that.
See those a little bit later.
My dad
but,
used to say that.
Nevertheless,
without...
we had we've had quite a scene in the past week. A lot of stuff has happened. I'll get to that in a minute. I just want to take a few minutes here to look at the wonderful month of March. Now it's drawn to an end. We still have a couple days ago, but it's winding down. You know, we set a pattern earlier with the months earlier, well, where the first half and the second half were considerably different. Well, that pattern continued into March. First half of March, we were quite chilly, sub-zero. We even set a record low on the 4th of 19 below. First half, the average temperature was only about in the mid-teens. Second half came in, and the average temperature was about in the mid-30s. So we even out the two with an average temperature that is not really that much different from a normal March. Now, I'm not so sure what I know what a normal March is. We also expect snow. Well, there wasn't very much snow. We only got about half normal, 6.5 inches of snow when the normal is about 13. So considerably less than normal. Precipitation-wise, a little bit less than normal. Now, if this rain comes through on Sunday, it could more make it more normal. So, anyway, that's the month of March. We saw a snowpack. The deepest snowpack of the whole season is almost always in early March. And, yeah, that happened again. We had about 28, Weather Service has 28 inches of snow. Many places, it was much more than that. And it dropped now to less than a half a foot. And so we have gone down a great deal, lots of melting, lots of puddles, and so forth. And so a very, very interesting turnaround when we got to the vernal equinox. We even had a little surprise on Wednesday morning at my house. I woke up to the sound of thunder. And, yes, we had a thunder shower passing over. And before it was over, we even got some hail. So, yes, Mother Nature really threw us a good deal going on. Now, we're moving into the month of April. April can be also kind of a weird month. Now, for those who've been around here a few years, you might remember April of 2013 when the Weather Service recorded a record-setting almost 51 inches of snow, 50.8. 50, that's snow, not rain, that's not temperature, that is snow, okay? And that is pretty impressive. That was April of 2013. Now, if you take the memory and can go back 6 years, maybe you can stretch the memory back 9 years, because in April of 2010, the snowfall was zero for the whole month. So April can be quite weird. We can get down to, as we did last year in the first week of April, we can get down to zero. At my house, it actually happened three times, two times below zero and one at just zero. The Weather Service recorded a record low on the 8th last year of +2. On the other hand, we can get up to 80. So, yes, be ready for anything when we get to this new month. And for those who have a terrific memory, it was just last April, April 15, not the 5th, but the 15, that we got the biggest snow of the entire winter, 13.5 inches of snow. So, yes, be ready for all sorts of weird things. The Minnesota Twins began the season yesterday, and I thought that was really taking a chance. However, Mother Nature cooperated. We'll see if that continues. I hope you had a chance to get out and see the moon. It's been spectacular. We've had so many clear days going along to clear nights, and it's just been spectacular. I've been out every time. I've been also joined by other critters. Barred owls and great horned owls have been calling on every time I take a walk. Canada geese have come across in really good numbers. I went down to some open water on the St. Louis River one day this week. It was last Sunday morning. And there I saw the Canada geese. I also saw trumpeter swans. Now, trumpeter swans have a really interesting story. They are originally native to Minnesota. The reason I say originally is because they were wiped out. The populations were wiped out. They're very large birds. They're bigger than the Canada geese. They're very loud. That's why they're called trumpeter swans. Well, they were wiped out. However, there was a very successful reintroduction that happened. And in the last 20 years, they have become quite common, and I always see them as being the first swan of the early spring. A little bit later, they will be joined by their cousins, these little smaller cousins, the tundra swans. And tundra swans tend to be in really big groups. They rest for a while here, and then they keep on going way north through the tundra. But anyway, I had a chance to see those, and I thought, well, if that migration is going on, there's probably going to be other things happening. And sure enough, the next day, on Monday, the 25th, I saw a northern harrier flying over the field. By the 27th Wednesday, that's when we had the thunder shower, I went out walking after the thunder shower. I went by a swamp, and sure enough, there was a singing red-winged blackbird. Wow, what a great sound and great sight for the early spring, the red-winged blackbird. I also had others report to me of seeing robins, flocks of robins, which are a sign of migrants as well. And then I started thinking, well, if the red-winged blackbird is here, then its other bird that shows up about that time might be here as well. So I went out again after dark on Wednesday night, and sure enough, yes, I found a woodcock that was doing its display. They dance around in a real crazy-looking dance, making a noise, sort of a eh, and then they take off in the sky and do this really crazy flight. And I think the two of them together, yeah, they will attract attention for a mate. So, yes, all that's going on. I'm sure we have flocks of purple finches and juncos in the area as well. Chipmunks, raccoons, and skunks have all been waking up. And then while biking one day this week, I saw a woolly bear caterpillar. Now, that's really interesting because they overwinter as a caterpillar. So this one survived the winter as a caterpillar and was out crawling around again. In the world of plants, the first crocus, last Saturday, the first crocus opened its bud. I saw the buds earlier, but it was Saturday when they actually opened the buds. When they're in the sunlight, yes, they'll have the buds open. When they're in the shade, they will close the buds again. Alders on their catkins are producing pollen. Silver maples, and Duluth has got a lot of silver maple, have the big buds, many of which are open at this time as well. So, yes, that wonderful cliche, spring has sprung, is happening right now.
And we're excited about it, Larry. Thanks a bunch, my dear. And let's talk again next week just for fun, shall we?
Take care.
Larry Weber this morning is a naturalist, author, educator, speaker, and he joins us every single Friday for Backyard Almanac here on KUMD.